it in off?
Is it on?
Is it on? Morena, tēnā koutou katoa. My name is Susan Cleaver, and I'm one member of the Bunn family. And apologies from the rest of the family, they're busy doing deer work today at the farm. The Bunn family under Barn Hill Trust Limited and the Bunn and Co. filed submissions dating 18th November 2019, and further submissions were filed on the 18th February 2020. Our family has lived on the land in the Whakatipu Basin since the 1860s, and specifically at the area that we farm at now, between the Kawarau and the Haihai Nui Ara rivers, for the last 70 years. Our identity is closely tied to the landscape. Our long-term intentions and purpose, our kaupapa, are to continue being stewards, and with this kinship of the landscape, provide enduring guardianship, or kaitiaki, for future generations. I attended the Wahi Tupuna QRDC public meeting on Wednesday 25th of September 2019. Approximately four QRDC staff identified themselves. However, as far as I was made aware, there were no kaitahu representatives at that meeting. At the time, the QLDC staff were having difficulty displaying the digital map. They presented a brief PowerPoint presentation introducing the proposed Wahi Tupuna chapter, but declined to comment on how the overlay map had been formed. My sister Carol Bunn, sitting next to me, completed a course Te Tū a Uri, Introduction to Māori Culture and Society, as one of her papers, coincidentally at the same time last year, for a paper for her diploma in organic agri-food production at Lincoln University. Last year, I read her research information and completed course papers, which included Tikanga, Customary Values, Practices and Knowledges, the Māori Worldview, including reading excerpts from the recommended texts of H.M. Mead, R. Walker, T.M. Kai and R. Higgins. I also read an ecological research paper she completed, specifically based on the Haihai Nui Arrow River, with topics discussing natural law and indigenous ecosystems. Since then, I have also recently read the Wahi Tupuna Kaitahu Runaka pre-lodged evidence, including the Ka Runaka PowerPoint presentation located on the QLDC Stream 16 website, to gain greater clarity and understanding of the Wahi Tupuna text and the mapping overlay. I would like to quote now from the evidence of Dr. Lynette Carter, page 5, number 17. A place begins to exist when people give it a name and a meaning. We have named the land Firgrove and Barn Hill. Within our family, this gives us a sense of place and a meaning of the landscape which we have farmed for successive generations. As farmers and current custodians, we have great respect and manaaki whenua. The relief sought is summed up by the following quote from the evidence of David Higgins, page 13 and 14, number 51. However, we choose to see it as a partnership approach to managing with Wahi Tupuna, with landowners as custodians of those areas. The Bunn family would welcome the opportunity to engage in meaningful discussion and thereby develop a good working relationship with Kai Tahu regarding the Wahi Tupuna mapping at Firgrove and Barn Hill. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Would you like me to say my evidence for you?
Yes, please. Okay. I think we'll complete your combined presentation and ask you some questions.
Ata Marie, ki ora tautou, ko kararau te manga, ko haihai nui mea kararau nā awa. Nō tahuna ahau, ko Bunn tōku whānau, ko Carol tōku enoa. Good morning. My name is Carol Bunn and I am Susan Cleaver's twin sister. I have been studying at Lincoln University for the past year and just today completed a diploma in organic agri-food production through the BHU, the Biohusbandry Unit, at Lincoln. Part of the course requirements was to complete the Māori Culture and Society Te Tua Ori to familiarise students with tikanga Māori values, complete academic research through studying an indigenous ecosystem and present this at the local marae. Coincidentally, I presented my paper on the same day as the initial Wāhi Tupuna meeting in Franklin last year on the 25th of September 2019. I chose the Arrow River as my topic for my research plan and presentation as it has always been close to my heart. I felt like that it had a story to tell other than the gold mining history of the 1860s. What unfolded for me was a journey of discovery, literally spanning the entire length of the river. Through this process, I learned that the river's traditional name was Haihainui, meaning big scratches, which I thought was very appropriate given the geological formation of the river through tectonic forces, the gold mining history, the Matagari, the gorse and the briar that lines its banks today. My research plan, which I have with me today, if you want to take it, you're welcome, covers the length of the Haihainui, including its location, geology and history, as well as its management, water conservation, aquatic ecosystems, flora and fauna, as well as ecological threats such as water quality and levels, wilding pines, sycamores and rabbits. Furthermore, I explored the Mahu Whenua covenants placed in the headwaters in 2015 by Soho Properties, which is administered by the Kiwitū National Trust. Whilst writing my report, I experienced a profound sense of loyalty towards Haihainui, as well as a sense of loss for what I didn't know. I felt that if we keep scratching away, there will be less and less to come after. My conclusions for Haihainui were that many people value the Arrow River catchment, some exercising kaitiakianga stewardship towards to restore its indigenous ecosystems. Some value its clean and clear water, some value for its exotic autumn colours. Whatever the reason, it is important to view the river in its entirety in a holistic way, so not as to diminish its mori, to sustain its life force, vital essence and special nature. Restore its mana whenua. My parting comments of my oral presentation were, Haihainui, let us flow this out for the good of everything. My family feel a deep sense of kinship towards both the Haihainui and Kawerau rivers that bound the land, the whenua that we have been custodians of for the last 70 years. We value our land as our Tauranga Waiwai, our place to stand. I wish to reiterate that our family would welcome meaningful discussion with the Kaitahu regarding the Wāhi Tapuna overlays on our land. Thank you very much. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Thank you, ladies. I have a preliminary question. One of the suggestions you may have read if you've been reading Kauranaka evidence is to apply the rules to land which is greater than 400 metres above sea level, using that as a reference point. Like we've asked the council for a map as to what exactly that would entail and what would be in and what would be out. What height is the bulk of your farm?
it ranges from probably 380 up to about 500. Although a large portion of it, if that is the case, being above 400 metres may not be in it. We have an area of land that we call the flat, which is a flat area of land down beside the Kawerau River, and that would be at river level, which I assume is around about 300 metres.
Yes, well,
it'd be slightly less than that.
The lake is sort of 308.
Yeah.
So there is obviously some fall by the time it gets to Morton Ferry.
Yes.
So, and I'm thinking of all of those areas that are around house on your property?
Yes, they would. I would think they were all around about the 400 metre mark.
380, I think.
Between 380 and 450, perhaps. There's a small hill on the farm that we assume goes up another 100 metres to about 500 metres. But yeah.
But the bulk of your farm is going to be there or thereabouts.
Yes. Would you like to know where it is?
Well, I was
going to
ask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We put it up on the map.
I believe
your sister was from Coles, showing
yes.
most of us around
yes. Yes.
The farm.
297 Northern Ferry Road.
Yes,
sorry.
That would be fair to say that's our wishes for people to come to the farm to visit, because it's quite different seeing the land as opposed to looking at it on a map. As,
I understand.
Yeah.
As I say.
So yes, that's you're zooming in to 297 and 217.
219.
Oh, 219, I beg your pardon. Yep.
No, it's not. It's
about where the ONF is. There's one portion of it. And the other portion would be directly below your mouse pointer
so
on the Kawerau River.
Go slightly left to the mouse now. Yeah, there. That would be the flat.
Yeah. That would be probably the area that is a river level. And then if you go up to where the ONF is and slightly to the left and up where that little net bubble is there, that would be the area that would be at about 380, 400 plus, around about there somewhere. I have it sort of on there, but it's very hard to see.
And we heard yesterday from your neighbour, not quite neighbour, Mr. Willard.
Oh yes, great.
So, Dad sold the land to Mr. Willett about 30 years ago, so that was part of our farm as well, originally.
Well, recent. 30 years is nothing in this part of the world.
Yes.
So I can see that area that you referred to as the flat.
Yes. Do you can see, that's what we call the flat. The overlay will probably, when you go up towards the left, at the base of that hill there off the flat, it will go up a little steep gully, and those are cliffs there, that dark portion, just above where the mouse is now.
So for the commissioner's benefit, you can see that the lakes, small lakes, they're all on farm, aren't they?
That's correct, yes.
If
you see the cycle trail going, it sort of cuts through the middle of the farm, if you like.
And do you know, have you been able to work out sort of reasonably precisely where the Wahi Tupuna overlays would lie on your property?
yes, although it's very difficult to see the overlay on the map, even digitally. So we've got a good guess, yes.
I mean, clearly it would cover the flats.
Yes. So if you go up to the other portion, which is the Arrow Riverside, yes, mm-hmm. where the mouse is there, and so go slightly left, the overlay will, sort of goes down that. You can see there's a driveway there and a road, which is also the cycle trail. It covers that area of land there.
So
it comes up onto the flats.
It does, yes.
It comes
out of the river escarpment, yes, and comes over onto the flat bottom terraces, yes.
And around on the Carl Road, does it do the same in places, come up onto the flats, do you think, or your little hill?
It covers virtually that whole paddock at the bottom.
The one that's carving round.
Yes, that's the one that's at river level. So if it's below 400 square metres, then I guess it's out of the overlay. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
If it's
some rules wouldn't apply.
Some rules, like the earthworks rule.
Right, okay, yeah.
But in other places it comes up onto the flats above the,
yes,
the
yes,
riverbanks.
Yes.
Yeah, which could be at or about 400 metres.
Yes, that's great, yes.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to talk about how we worked off the trail?
Yeah, well, I thank you. Thanks for your presentation. I just have from your...
I have copies here if you...
Yeah, I'm not quite clear what relief that you were seeking.
Well, from our submission, let me just... the submission dated on the 19th of November, or the 18th of November, was that A, we seek the following decision, that A, that the Waihi-Tapuna overlay planning maps be deleted, B, in the alternative, that the Arrow River and the Kwai River Waihi-Tapuna overlays be removed from air land, C, in the alternative, that QLDC and Kaitahu engage in meaningful discussion and consultation with us regarding the overlay, and D, alternative, consequential or necessary additional relief to give effect to the matters raised generally in this submission.
Weeks time.
Yes.
Yep,
thank you.
Thank
you. We have copies here of.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that,
do you want to give that to Susan?
Thank you.
Morning, sir.
Find my rocks and tricks.
Yeah, thank you. I hadn't anticipated on. Sorry. Oh. Is that on? Is it? Oh, no. I hadn't anticipated on appearing before you today, so I haven't provided a summary, but more to extend an offer to answer questions on any of my statement of evidence. I do note that there is a reference to the Arrow Irrigation Company as the first submitter on the list, which is not actually included in the Waita Tapuna submissions. It's more to support the QLDC's rezoning of a site over in the industrial area of Arrowtown. So
we'll hear from you about that in Wellington.
No, I don't think I've actually requested any time on that one. I'm quite confident that things are in order with the way QLDC sets it out.
All good. Thank you, Mr. Gears. I don't know how long you've been here, but Commissioner Smith has already asked some questions about the point you make at paragraphs 18 and 19, if you're able to talk about multiple roles, multiple hats, And so the question I have for you is a similar one to the one I discussed with Mr. Devlin, is understand the point you're making, but is that just the practical reality of giving meaningful weight to the sections of part two of the RMA that identify Manawhenua values as being relevant, that in practice those values are personal, a lot of them haven't been written down, and the only way you're going to find out about their values and about the effects on those values, which is more important, is by asking them.
Correct.
So, as I say, is that just an inevitable consequence of the nature of these particular values?
Yes, I think it will be. And not suffice to say that it appears, or there appears to be, from a higher level, an apparent awkwardness within that, and that may very well be the case. I don't think it makes it necessarily any easier in the processing of the consent by the position of mana whenua at every step of the process.
And paragraph 32, the assistance, you said you're uncertain what part of the plan review process submitters would have to make comment on these provisions. Well, the answer is right now.
Correct. And I hadn't anticipated that Ms. Picard would have attached a revised chapter 39 to her summary evidence for the hearing. Yeah, you can strike a line through that.
Right, so that's, thank you. And in terms of your discussion of earthworks, I think there's a small problem with your logic, because the maximum volume within outstanding natural features is 10 cubes.
Correct.
But there is no specific volume in Owen Alps.
No, and yet the reference to the volumes or the scenarios that I have provided are largely occurring outside the ONL and more in the lower flats, where you would expect drainage issues. And the ONL, my appreciation of being a category of landscape at least that appears above a sort of 400 metres above sea level mark anyway, doesn't have necessarily, it's a bit bony, you might say, in farming terms. So there's not a great deal of earthworks for the operation of the farm intended upon in the ONL. I guess those comments are more directed to the area of the farms which is outside the ONL, yet still subject to a 10 cubic metre.
And I suppose you'll be aware that Mr. Bathgate has suggested that Ms. Picard has picked up on the suggestion, a carve out for earthworks under 400 MASL.
A carve out for, in terms of?
That the rules would not apply.
They wouldn't apply to anything under 400.
Correct.
No, I hadn't correctly ascertained that from my reading of chapter 39. So.
And well, as I say, that's been added in the evidence that's been pre-circulated.
Oh, okay.
And so, on the basis that we've now sprung that on you.
Yep.
Do you have any immediate comment? Like, presumably, given what you just said, you would say that was a good thing?
It is, yes. No, on the face of it, that would largely resolve the concerns raised in the rural submissions. I understand that the concerns raised in the residential submissions in the body of my SOE have been resolved. I wasn't aware of the carve-out under the 400 metre mark.
Okay.
You were aware of the change relating to urban areas, though?
Yes, I was, yes.
Always nice to be the bearer of good news.
Oh, well, isn't it? Yeah.
So, urban's resolved, largely resolved rural, and that seems like a good news story. Mr. Chen, do you have any questions for Mr. Gibbs?
I have only one that goes back to your paragraph. And oh, sorry. Just go back to your paragraph 19, and just you say, essentially this nullifies, for example, it would be apparent as part of the pre-application consultation, only if they were refused, and you're basically saying that the application would be refused. It doesn't necessarily follow, does it? Or are you saying it does in this case? So it might have been refused, no, it's likely that...
Well, I think it would likely be refused if you undertook an exercise of pre-consultation to ascertain that the environmental effects were not acceptable by Mana Whenua. The rule set would read that it would likely be refused on that basis, being the only assessment criteria that pertain to the consent are cultural effects upon Mana Whenua.
That's your clear view. So in that case, in your clients, you wouldn't put your application forward and have it tested?
No.
No, okay, thank you.
Commissioner Smith?
Thank you. We've just heard the talk about both the earthworks rules and the urban area stuff. I was just looking at your evidence, the people you represented in those maps in the appendix to your evidence?
Yes.
Yes. So if we just run through briefly those in turn, if we're to keep those two rules in mind, which ones remain as concerns?
From my reading, if it is urban as set out, it would remove or would resolve all concerns in terms of those residential submissions, because they're all within the urban areas.
So. The urban ones are reasonably obvious. Middleton Family Trust.
Yep. It's two parts from Middleton. There's A and I Middleton, which, if I understand correctly, is the top of Goldfields on the south side of Queenstown Hill, which would be an urban, same low density res. The other submission is for rural, and they are aware and obviously work within the 10 cubic metres that apply to the O&L. Their concerns were about the 10 cubic metres that applied to the everything which is under the 400 metres above sea level mark, which would be really 70, well, not land-wise, but a majority of their working or productive farmland is below that mark, but on the Tucker Beach side, so, yeah.
Could I interrupt? On the Middleton property that Mr. Smith's dealing with, do you know that the name or the number of the Wahi Tupuna that affects that property? And is that Queenstown Hill?
It is Queenstown Hill. And then there is an area over the shot over the river as well.
So it's just to be in full disclosure here,
yep.
There is another rule for Queenstown Hill, just for a few of the Wahi Tupuna, that's suggested by the count in that latest version that came through from Ms. Pickard,
mm-hmm.
which singles out a few of the Wahi Tupuna, including Queenstown Hill, where the 400 metre above sea level exception wouldn't apply.
Yes, I'm going to put you across.
Okay. I just wondered if that was their one.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, and I know you said largely dealt with.
Yes, okay. I would need to look into that with a bit more detail.
I may not have
yeah.
dealt with their issues.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. It might be worth, I'm not sure how we deal with it, but it's not really clear to me which centres are addressed by the changes and which ones aren't. So, yeah, I'm a little bit unclear on that.
Yep. Residential is satisfied, certainly. The rural, in terms of the Middletons, if it is in fact, if it does apply that, there is no 10 cubic metre restriction on under 400 over the remainder of their farm, which appears on the eastern side of Queenstown Hill to Tucker's Beach, then that is their primary concern.
I'll leave it at that. I'm not sure we'll get to where we need to get to on that, so thank you.
Right.
Yes, the Commissioner's absolutely right. So the 10 cubic metres would still apply to the to Tapanui Queenstown Hill way to Puna.
Number 22.
And
20, I mean.
Number 20.
The others are the Cardrona Valley, Puna Tapu, which some of the others took
yesterday. Bob's Cove.
Walter and Cecil Peak, Queenstown Hill, and Ben Lohman, Fern Hill, which would be the gondola and roundabout.
Sure.
But it'll be Te Tapanui that will be the relevant one for your purposes.
It is.
The concept that was put to us by the Renaka was that they're not concerned, generally they're not concerned with river flats.
Mm.
And it may be that this is a definitional issue, but we'll have that discussion with them.
Sure.
Any more for Mr. Gibbs?
Thank you.
Thank you very,
very
much
good.
For your time.
No,
appreciate
thank you.
You coming to see us. We have no more submitters coming to see us today, so we adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Enjoy the snow.
It's snowing out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's not settling yet, but certainly getting lower.